talking to Devin, he said that it doesn't change how you go about getting on the victory side of things. You just have to still do what you guys do.
You got to stay the course. You know, you got to continue to, you know, prepare hard. And, you know, every team in this league is good and talented across the board. So you have to really prepare the best that you can each week and, you know, prepare for all the talented guys that they have.
Does the atmosphere change for you? Brady was talking yesterday just about it sucks because you take it's so important.
I mean, it's unfortunate, but you can't look back. You got to look forward. So you just really focus on what you can do to play better and to, you know, play at a high level. So that's, you know, having great practices.
When you're in the situation, it happens often, but is there an edginess to practice that maybe isn't there? Is there a frustration level that you sense?
I wouldn't say frustration. I'd say we're just, you know, just trying to focus in on, you know, the things that we need to do. In all three phases to play well. And I think that, you know, the better practice that you have, you know, throughout the week, the better you're going to play on game day. So just really focused on practicing well.
Rob, what can you guys do as leaders? Talk to Devin about this, talk to Matthew Slater about this. And one of the things that Matt brought up was you guys just have to trust the process. You can not change the course.
You know, I'd say really just leading by example and continuing to work hard and, you know, do the very best that you can to be on your best come game day. And again, I think that it's just leading by example, and you know, everyone else will continue to work hard and follow your lead.
Rob, you're not obviously going up against him, but after 11 years in the Patriots uniform, will it be fun, interesting to see Vince on the other side?
Yeah, it'll be different. You know, obviously seeing him in a different uniform, but that's just the way the league goes and the way it works. So. You know, we've seen guys that have been here on other teams and, you know, was with him for a long time. You know, he was a great teammate, but, you know, it's a different year. He's on a different team and, you know, I'll say hello after.
Was there a bit of a void though, because he was such a big personality and obviously a big guy as well?
No, you know, again, I think that this is a different team. This is completely different team than it was last year and the year before that and the year before that. So there's always going to be change, and you know, that starts in off season and training camp, and you know, that's where you build the new team.
Are you kind of filling that void on this team, stepping into senior leadership positions?
You know, again, I think that the best leader is a guy that goes out and does it week in and week out and doesn't have to talk about it. So really, you don't have to speak on leadership. It just I guess it just happens if you go out there and work hard and do what you're supposed to do.
Tom Brady told us yesterday he's fresh as lettuce.
Fresh as lettuce.
Fresh as lettuce. How tough?
It's pretty fresh.
depends on the lettuce. Right?
Tom's a tremendous competitor, and you know, he takes care of his body very well. So I think that again, if he feels fresh as lettuce, he's fresh as lettuce. Come on now.